Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
Spending some time with Molly here. Man, she's in a tight spot. She's 20 years old, and her 12-year-old brother is raising money for a fundraiser. And Molly here knows as fact that her mom is taking some of that fundraising money for herself.
About half of it.
Half of it. So she's in a tight spot. Do I address my mom? We had John just called up. A listener, John, said, call the police on her.
Mm-hmm.
You still there, Molly?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. People are either heated about this or are trying to give you as good of advice as you can. It's a pretty unique situation for sure. Here's Scott. Good morning, Scott. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey there. I was just going to ask, could it possibly be like a financial situation going on or something that might be forcing her into the situation or something? Because I had the same similar situation when I was 17, and my mom was almost forced in the same situation when we lost our father. He had decided to move on.
I don't even know that's still not okay.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are in tough financial times. You can't steal from a charity still.
Yeah, steal from like an older person, somebody who's got a lot of money, but don't take it from somebody who doesn't.
Steal from Jeff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's got a lot of money.
Good morning, Greg. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. I think it's a two-step process. First, you ask the little brother, don't worry about what happened in the past. You're not going to be able to prove it. You don't want to call the cops on your mom. Mm-hmm. Have your little brother keep a log of how much money he has, and then find out how much the mother's donating. And if she's donating less, you say, hey, Mom, you know you're not stealing, but, you know, he handed you $100, and you gave him a check for $50. What am I missing? I said, there's a piece missing here, because we don't want the 12-year-old to think you're shorting the charity. Hell, if he knows that kind of a secret, everybody in town's going to know, you know, you kept the money. So what, you know, how is this, you know, help me with the math here.
It's a tough conversation.
I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. It's better than the confrontation of it. Because I think people will be more defensive and your mom would be more defensive.
Any conversation you're going to have with her is going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
If you decide to go that route, you just need to know that any conversation is going to be really, really, really difficult. So, I don't know.
But you got to have the conversation with her. You can't let her keep doing it.
So, we've got Molly here who's mom is skimming off the top, actually it's more than that, of her brother's fundraising money. She's taking 50% of it.
Right.
And Molly here's 20, doesn't know what to do.
And I know everybody's advice is for these long, big conversations with the mom, but the thing is, you know, it's awkward, and she's not going to pull that off. That's why I said in the beginning, you just got to say, look, I know what you're doing, and you got to stop. I mean, that's a quick conversation, but it embarrasses the mom because I do believe that she would be embarrassed knowing that her child knows that she's stealing.
I would be so embarrassed and ashamed if my...
But what if she keeps lying about it?
Just deny.
Yeah, what if Molly approaches her and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Here is...
She's on her job.
Burt Show listener Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Burt Show. I love you guys.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, I was just going to say, when my son used to fundraise, I would put all the money in my account and then write it one big check at the end to the fundraiser. So maybe she's not really stealing it, but she's just going to write one big check at the end out of her own account.
That's what she said, but I think Molly said she's adding money. Yeah, she caught her writing the check for only half the amount.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Well, maybe she's going to write a second check for the rest of it. Yeah. I would hate to think a mom is stealing from a fundraiser. That's horrible.
I know.
It's so sad. So sad.
My stomach's upset just thinking about this conversation. It's a tough one to have.
You should have a bagel and some yogurt.
Okay. I'll have some Activia. You know, it's very good for your stomach.
Activia.
Your digestive. That's right.
Burt Show, the musical.
And I'm the only man in America that eats it. Good morning, Sarah. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey,
Molly. I suggest going to Mom, saying, Mom, what you and my brother are doing is so awesome. I really want to get involved. Let me help you collect and log the money and disperse it. Hey, maybe I can even put it on my resume.
Okay, so let's role play. Mom says, no, I got this covered.
No, Mom, it's going to be so awesome on my resume. You know, how many kids my age have something this great they can put on there?
No, I've got this taken care of. Don't you worry, baby. You got so many other things to take care of. I got this. No worries.
Oh, Mom, are you kidding me? You're a mom of two kids. You have more than enough to take care of. Come on.
I'm going to send you out of the house and lock the door if you don't leave me alone.
Mom, clearly you have trouble with math. So let me help you with the adding, because clearly it's not working.
Sam, good morning. You got some help here for Molly?
Well, I have a suggestion. She should probably audit all of the contributions from the brothers' records. And if anyone's contributed via check, call them up and tell them that you're auditing their contributions to make sure that you're tracking everything correctly and get a perspective of how pervasive this issue is. And then you have some empirical information to go confront the mom with or to, you know, find a better way to approach it, either legally or through the charity itself or in confrontation with the mom, whatever. But you need to quantify this. You know, this is subjective. She doesn't know how pervasive it is. She just needs to get a control and a handle on how big it is.
Wow. You are definitely an accountant, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm a systems analyst.
Can someone interpret what he just said?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here is Jason. Good morning, Jason. You're on the show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey. Morning, guys. I would just say, like, don't try to accuse Mom. Take the non-confrontational route. And just say, hey, Mom, Jimmy, you know, whatever the little brother's name is, his money's due on this day, so we're going to need all this money. And then she has no choice but to, you know, write a check, especially if he's kept a log. If there were checks written, you know, you'd be able to know. But just so, you know, because you don't want to, because the way you go at somebody determines the way they're going to come back. And if you accuse her, she has an opportunity to say, no, I didn't. So just, you know, take the non-confrontational route, say, hey, we need this money, let's turn it in, let's move forward.
Thanks, Jason.
I'm curious about what's going on with it. So is this fundraising already over and she's already done this? Is it continually going on? Because based on everybody's suggestion, I mean, does your brother have a list of all the checks that came in?
Well, we have a week left, and the fundraising has been going on for a month.
Okay.
So as far as a log financially of what's come in, I haven't taken any part in what she's accumulated so far. So it would be great if I could start now and continue for the rest of the week. But as far as anything that's come in before, I would have no way of getting that money back because I don't know exactly how much it is. And my mom has been taking care of it. I mean, my brother's 12, you know.
He doesn't
have time to really, you know, and of course you want your parents to help out. So she's been doing everything. And it would just, I really don't know how I would go back and kind of, like, figure out who gave what. I mean, I could essentially, for the rest of the week, you know, do that so far, and then maybe by the end of the week approach her with, you know, the week's tally, and then at least save that portion of the money. I just live at home, and I can't afford to, like, you know, mess that up right now.
Sure. Let me take one more call for you, then we got to move on. Here is Layla. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I have three kids, and my daughter, who's 19, is riding with me right now, and we both thought the same thing. I asked her, Corey, and said, what would you do? She said the same thing. Mom, I'd put you in jail.
Whoa.
If it was my mom, I would put my mom in jail.
Mm. Whoa.
Stealing is stealing. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. It doesn't matter if it's your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your best friend, or your enemy. Stealing is stealing. If she's stealing from other children, she's not stealing from a charity at that, just like my daughter said, a charity.
Well, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know
that's
that I can
tough.
Make, I don't think that
call.
I can make that call for that. I don't know.
Well, one of the things she just said was that she's living at home right now and she didn't want to mess that up. So
right.
There's also that risk that it sounds like you don't want to go on the confrontational route because you want to be able to still have a place to live.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I was raised to believe that stealing is wrong. So when the person that taught you that is doing, you know, it's really hard for me. But I don't think that she should be put in jail. But, I mean, I don't think that it's right. And if she's in dire straits right now or whatever, like, I'll help. Like, I can help. I just wish that she would ask for help instead of stealing money from a charity.
Sure.
I mean, that's really prideful, you know? It seems really prideful and kind of shows, you know, it shows me, like, a side of my mom that I just don't want to see.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Molly, we got to take off. We could probably do this for the next hour. I hope we gave you something to chew on there, though. And I'd definitely like to check back with you and find out how you handled it, okay?
Great. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you. Right,
bye-bye.
The Bert Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.